From the WABE Newsroom, one of Georgia's best tools to fight prescription drug abuse is about to get a major overhaul. That tool is a statewide database of prescriptions that doctors write for some drugs, like painkillers. But as WABE's Michelle Alloy reports, the changes still fall short of what federal officials want.
Rick Allen says the way Georgia currently keeps track of prescriptions, it has some problems.
I have been threatened numerous times with going to jail, contempt of court.
Allen heads the Georgia Drugs and Narcotics Agency, which houses the state's prescription drug monitoring program. The problem, and why Allen was threatened with incarceration, is that only a doctor or pharmacist can see the database. Everyone else needs a search warrant filed in Fulton County. Yes, even federal drug enforcement agents who suspect someone is selling their prescriptions.
And they would just jump up and down, and, you know, it was very plain and clear in the law what we had to do. And I said, you know, just give me a nice prison cell.
Allen says he's just following Georgia law. That law also keeps doctors and pharmacists from warning each other about people getting multiple prescriptions for dangerous narcotics. Georgia also can't share information with other states, and the data is only kept for 1 year. All that will change July 1st, including an expansion of who in a doctor's office can see the database, says Republican State Representative Sharon Cooper.
We have expanded who can look at the monitoring system. A doctor can now delegate to a licensed person in their office. The pharmacist now can delegate to a licensed pharm tech.
The hope is with more eyes on the database, more prescription drug abuse will be caught. Also gone is that Fulton County search warrant requirement for law enforcement. Despite the changes, the state's prescription drug monitoring program will still fall short of CDC's recommendations. It wants states to require doctors to check the database before writing a prescription for painkillers. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.